Research findings collated by Berlin WUSA Development Agency, BELDA, and ActionAid Ghana, both NGOs, suggest that female genital mutilation, FGM, known as female circumcision, is still being carried out in some communities in the Upper East region, particularly the Boku municipality and its environs. Though concerted efforts have been made over the years to address the challenge, the act is still practiced in Boku, Mugnori, Pusiga and Mankango, despite the ban. The program's manager of BELDA, Shaibu Abuakar, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said in the quest to end the injurious practice, it is incumbent on all concerned to join in the fight against the menace. Here's a report by Isaac Asari.
Female genital mutilation, a harmful and injurious act often executed without anesthetic and antiseptic treatment, has for the last two decades suffered criticisms from health experts and NGOs. At the local and international levels, various laws have been passed to stop the practice, which violates human rights and dignity. The act sweeps across cultures, religions and continents. It involves the partial and complete removal of the external female genitalia, a procedure that causes injury to the female organs. FGM is carried out with knives, scissors, pieces of glass and razor blades. Some practices place iodine or a mixture of herbs on the wound to tighten the vagina so as to stop the blood from oozing. Victims are mainly girls aged 15 and above, and occasionally some adult women. Studies have shown that the age at which the practice is carried out varies from community to community. Some girls are circumcised shortly after birth, depending on the community or family involved. This practice, depending on the degree of mutilation, employs short and long-term health implications as it affects the social and psychological well-being of the victims. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the program's manager of BELDA, Shaibu Abubakar, said some victims of FGM are subjected to severe pain and shock, thus causing complication in pregnancy and childbirth. He said the sharp objects used for the circumcision cause all sorts of infection and injury to the victims. These include uterus, vaginal and pelvic infections. Others are sexual dysfunction, urine retention and difficulty in menstruation. Mr. Abubakar said, notwithstanding the health implications of FGM, most practicing communities attach some cultural beliefs to it. Communities in and around Boko have been noted for such a dehumanizing practice despite the international outcry criminalizing it. Mr. Abubakar, however, called on traditional authorities as well as the law enforcement agencies to assist in clamping down on perpetrators.
That was Isaac Asari's report.